Cookie, who's here from the Racine Zoo Executive Director, Beth Heidorn. Hey, it's good seeing you again.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you? Did you talk to the animals today? Let them know.
I haven't been there yet. I'll be there as soon as the show's over.
Now, be honest. Do you talk to them at all?
I do.
I know.
I do.
You're like Dr. Doolittle? You talk to the animals?
I don't think so. I'm not sure they understand me, but I do like to talk to the animals.
I talk to all my dogs, and, you know, sometimes when we talk to our animals, we say, what did you do? What did you do? Like we're waiting for an answer. What did you do? And if they don't answer you, you keep asking the same question. You know, if my dog ever said, oh, I made on the floor, I bring him to the Tonight Show and start making some money. But we always wait for him to talk. And I love the animals at the zoo. And when we take our walks, the Arctic fox is my favorite.
They're turning white.
I was shocked when they were brown. And I said, well, what happened here? Are these two different?
Well, they change with the seasons so that they can blend into their surroundings.
And they're always sleeping on that perch.
They love that space. They just love that space.
I love looking at the animals when I go there. Okay. And you had some construction there, too. What was that all about when I was there? There's some construction going on?
We're just renovating the mountain.
What's the matter? It's sinking?
Just renovating it for some new animals that will be coming in.
Oh, really?
Yes. I can't tell you what they are yet.
Oh, wow. Weren't there goats on that thing?
We had the Caucasian Turs. Mm-hmm.
Those are goats, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, they're hoof stock, yes.
What, you use the Latin name for it?
No, that's...
I'm trying to impress me. You do impress me with it, though.
Thank you.
Now, beside the animals, there's a lot of human things going on at the zoo. It's Halloween time, so we got Halloween.
Halloween is this Friday. It is October 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. I think there's either 12 or 14 wines people can taste. North Shore Bank is sponsoring that event, and they're doing all the tasting glasses. They'll be there to talk with people as well. It's very exciting. We got Red Onion is doing the food. And also what's really nice about that particular event is you also get to see Jack-O-Lantern Nights at that event as well. So either prior, after the event, you could also grab a glass of wine and go walk around as well if you'd like to. But tickets go off sale tomorrow, Wednesday, the 22nd, off sale at 5 p.m. tomorrow. So you have from now till 5 p.m. tomorrow. Don't call me at 501 saying that you forgot to get your ticket, because I'm giving you a notice, and they've been on sale for 3 months. So,
Beth, I've known you since you're a little baby. I was friends with your mom and dad. You won't let me in.
Do not call me at 501. You have plenty of time to get your tickets. They're listening to you. So, 5 o'clock tomorrow, they end. It's Friday the 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. Going to be a really great event. We've got vampire wine again this year. The bottles come with little capes. It's super, super cute. So you've got to come out.
I just said Dracula has risen from the grave on TCM yesterday.
Oh, I don't like scary.
And he was sucking so much blood out of the neck. I think that was for vampire wine.
Was it really?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
It was Christopher Lee as Dracula biting everybody on the neck. All right, so Halloween. Now, tomorrow is the cutoff date, right?
Tomorrow at 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Tickets go off sale online.
Not 5:01.
Correct.
Not 5:02. 5 o'clock.
That is
And you've
correct.
Got an atomic clock watching this. I could picture everybody saying, 3, 2, 1. We're done. No more.
That's right. And they go automatically go off sale. You got it.
Okay.
You got it.
Well, if you can't get the Halloween, maybe you can try Boo at the Zoo.
Boo at the Zoo is one of my most favorite events. What I love about this is that there's lots of families that dress up as a theme. The whole family is the theme, which is super great. It's open from 10 in the morning till 4. Last entry is at 3:30. We have cookie decorating. We have pumpkin decorating. We have crafts for the kids. We have bounce houses. Our favorite pirates are going to be there again. We have a great group. There's like 30 people that are pirates. And then we also have Guardians of the Children, which is a great motorcycle group that cares about kids. And so those are our two tried and true, really large anchor, I'm going to almost say anchor booths for them to give out candy to the kids. Talk about it. It's super great. We already have 30 business booths that are going to be there handing out candy or or stickers or pencils or those types of things so that they are engaged, and it allows the parents to see all the people that are part of the event. And it's going to be super, super great. And of course, the zoo has our knock knock doors, which is our version of trick or treating on zoo property. And we have six of those, and they'll be scattered throughout the zoo. You come in, you'll get a map, you can know where everything is, and then you can see jack-o'-lantern nights during the day. So it's going to be a really great day, and we love Boo at the Zoo.
Do you think the animals talk to each other and say, oh, no, here they come again in those stupid costumes?
I don't think
Do we have to live with this one more day? I'm taking a nap.
You are so
I don't know.
Funny.
I'm thinking this is what they're thinking. I don't know.
I don't think that's what they're thinking at all. I think they just think that we're all in different clothes that day.
Okay, so that's Boo at the Zoo,
is this Saturday, the 25th.
Starts at 25th already.
That is this Saturday. Yes, this is the last 2 weeks of Halloween.
When is trick-or-treating in Racine?
I believe it is. You know what? I don't know. I never checked on that.
See, when I was a kid,
some trick-or-treating is Saturday. Some is actually Halloween night, which is the 31st.
See, when I was a kid, October 31st, didn't matter what day of the week it was.
That's exactly
right. On your way to the school, you trick-or-treated, and you ended when nobody would answer their doors anymore at night. That's
when
the
lights went off on their front porch.
We didn't do the lights. We knocked whether it was dark or not. When they didn't answer, it was over.
Okay.
And then we went home and got all our teeth rotted. But Boo at the Zoo, it's a nice, safe way to trick-or-treat.
It's a great way to trick-or-treat, and it's a really, I just love the fact the families, they all dress up together and whatever the theme is, that whole family, whether the kid is in a wagon, a stroller, on a backpack, or a 10-year-old kid, they're all dressed up as a theme, and it's just super, super cute. I just love Boo.
You know, I see these costumes now online on YouTube, how they make them, and it's the one where the person is carrying his head in the box, walking around with it.
I haven't seen that one.
And he's walking, and his head is in the box, and he's looking around. It's really interesting how they make them. And once you see how it's made, it's not interesting anymore. It's not fascinating how they do it. But they show you how they do it. And they had one guy, he made for his kid, he made a front loader washing machine.
Oh,
he made the things going around inside with the kid's head in there.
It's
a little elaborate, but it's very interesting. But the one with the head in the box, you got to see the YouTube video how they make those.
And now I'm going to have to Google it.
Oh, yeah, head in the box, Halloween costume. They show you how to do that stuff. We're talking to Beth Heidorn from the Racine Zoo. So much going on for Halloween, which is coming up in 2 weeks. I can't believe it.
No, it's coming up this Saturday.
Now, your Boo at the Zoo is, but the actual Halloween date's coming up.
That's true. Sorry.
Here's what you're going to get at the Rosenhaus. We stopped the candy bars because people liked, when I gave them a choice last year, the Welch's little fruit gummies or whatever they are.
Oh.
Yeah, the Welch's little thing. They love those. So we went out and bought tons of those and people are going to get them, and that's what you get in my house this year. I used to have a scary mask, a real frightening mask I used to wear when they came to the door. And, you know, most of the kids loved it. But one time, a little girl, so she got so scared, she started backing up off the porch to the steps. And I said, that's it. I'm not going to. Luckily, her mother stopped her, but she got so frightened by it because it really is scary. And I said, no more. I'm not going to do that anymore again. Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is here. And she does talk to the animals, and they do talk back. This is meme series going on with a talking parrot. And the police, he's always at the police station. They're trying to get the goods out of him. So tell us where you are last night. I was at your mom's house.
The parrot's talking to the cop?
The cop, yeah, right. Obviously, it's AI.
Okay.
But it's very, very funny. Anyway, so we're talking to Beth Heidorn at the zoo. We're talking about some of the things going on. Now, we talked about Halloween, which the cutoff date is?
Cutoff date for sales is Wednesday, October 22nd at 5 p.m. Do not call me at 501.
How do you sign up for it?
It's online, racinezoo.org, and then there's a bar at the top. Go to events, do the drop down. Go to Halloween, and you can buy your tickets right there. It includes food from Red Onion. It includes, we've got North Shore Bank that is doing the giveaway glasses this year. We've got Red Onion doing the food. We've got a variety of different wines, vampire wines coming back again this year. And it's just a really great thing. It's 6 to 9 p.m., and Jack-O-Lantern Nights is included in your admission to Halloween.
Now, is that like eBay when the time comes, boom, it just stops online?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I'm messing around.
We're not messing around, man. I have to get my catering numbers. I got to get my wine numbers. People got to register.
Oh, that's right.
Early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All All right. Yeah, I didn't think about that. I don't think about those things. Jack-o'-lantern nights. Now, that's what's going on now.
Yes.
You can see the big pumpkin right outside. And it's not, people say pumpkin. It drives me nuts. I don't know why. They say library and pumpkin. It's pumpkin, like P-U-M-P-K-I-N, pumpkin.
It is.
Anyway, so you've got the big pumpkin.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Outside.
This last weekend was just amazing. The weather was beautiful.
I know. You get nice weather.
You know, we had really good weather for jack-o'-lanterns this year. We've got this coming Thursday through Sunday, and then Thursday and Friday of next week, which would be the 30th and 31st. And that's our last night. It's Halloween night. It opens at 6. We stay open till 10. Last admission into the event is 9:30. And it is just super great. You can get some food. You can have a beverage. You can sit by the fire pit. You can see our amazing singing pumpkins that we have this year. We're getting rave reviews for the look of everything, the feel. It feels nice and full. There's jack-o'-lanterns. There's scenes everywhere throughout the little over about a third of a mile track. And we've just been really blessed. It's been really great this year. So Thursdays through Sundays, you got to come on out, 6 to 10, between now and the 31st of October.
I'm scared already. I'm afraid one of the pumpkins is going to move.
No, ours is a friendly, family-friendly Halloween.
Still scares me. I don't care.
Well, that's
even
you.
Kitty cartoons scare me. When I see that, because I don't know it's not true. Okay, so that's the Jack-o'-lantern nights, yep. Not to be confused with Boo at the Zoo.
That is correct. Boo at the Zoo is our daytime event on Saturday, October 25th, starting at 10 in the morning. It goes till 4. 3:30 is the last admission. There's over 30 business booths. We can always still use a few more business booths. If you want to promote your business to the parents, be a great community supporter, hand out candy or pencils or whatever fun thing for kids. You got to make sure you've got 3,000 pieces of something to give to the kids, because we will be busy. Boo at the Zoo is one of our busiest days of the year at the zoo. And then you get to see all the animals, you get to hang out, you get pumpkin decorating, cookie decorating, crafts, bounce houses.
Ooh.
You get to see the pirates. You get to see Guardians of the Children. You get to see the other 28 business booths that we have currently signed up. And everyone does such a, it's like a trunk or treat. So everyone does really cute stuff at their spaces, and they dress up as well. And just come on out. Boo at the Zoo. You can't go wrong. There's lots of ways to trick or treat around Racine County. You can probably hit two or three of them in the course of a day. But make sure you come to the Racine Zoo Saturday, October 25th. We're looking forward to it.
When I had a small zoo in where I grew up in New York and on Long Island. And it was, I told you, the Frank Buck.
Yes.
This is a bring him back alive guy. He brought all the animals back from Africa. And a friend of my father became a friend later on, opened the zoo. And it wasn't huge. It was small. But I never forgot every trip to that zoo. Monkey Mountain, which was right next to the drive-in theater. So when you were online at the drive-in, kids used to taunt the monkeys. And they used to toss things at the end. When you start taunting them, they're going to fight back. And they did. Because the kids used to stay out the window screaming at them.
That's because sometimes kids are naughty when they do that.
I
we
know.
Don't want that behavior.
These are animals.
They deserve your respect and your care, not the, taunting.
What was I going to say? Let's talk about the zoo in general now. Because I have a membership with my wife. We do it for walking purposes.
Yeah.
And I'm 26 pounds down.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, 26 pounds down from, you know, just not eating junk food and walking. So we get that, and then both of us go, but next year we're thinking of doing the friends and family one, because we're going to get one of our neighbors to walk with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we pay $50. Now, we consider it a donation to the zoo. We don't consider it a membership. It's a donation to the zoo, but it's a membership.
It's a membership.
I got my membership card with me. And so run past the different programs people can sign up for.
So you can either be an individual, you can be an individual plus, you could be a family, you could be a family plus. Then we have a variety of different categories in our Safari Naturalist Club, where depending upon how much money you spend, you get different perks as you spend more money. $1,000 is our largest, the highest membership category that we have. So anywhere from $50 to $1,000.
So what's mine called? $50.
I think you have a individual plus.
Individual plus.
So it is a 1+1.
Right.
Which is how we would term that. So you could bring It's you or and whatever plus person you want to bring. In your case, you and your wife always come, so that's always a great opportunity. You know, so you have different categories because everyone's a little bit different on what they really want to, how they really want to use the zoo.
I got the one plus one.
One plus one, sir. Yes, okay. You do.
Yes. Okay, now, what's the next step up if I want to bring a neighbor with me?
Well, they in order to... They're going to, you can't, a family membership is going to be the people that live in your household. So she could, your neighbor could get an individual.
I'll get you.
And then they can walk with you. And you're a one plus one. So you could bring her if you wanted to bring her without bringing your wife, or your wife could bring her without bringing you. You know what I mean? One plus one doesn't give you, you don't have to identify who your second person is. So what I would suggest her get is an individual membership, and then she can come with either both of you at the same time or...
Well, and let me... Now, do people try to bring their dogs into the zoo?
Some do.
I mean, you
and
can't
we,
do that,
No,
can
you cannot.
Yeah.
You can only... It's only service dogs only, specific
really?
Service dogs. Well, yeah, I mean, we're not going to deny someone
right,
who
I'm just
a service dog.
It's interacting with other animals.
There are certain areas where you can go in with a service dog,
yeah.
And a service dog is going to be... well-behaved, and they're going to do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
When someone is just trying to bring in a dog, and we know that they're not going to be behaved at the zoo, that's not okay. But a service dog is essential for that person, and we accommodate that.
Yeah, well, because you have to. The ADA makes you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I just never thought of bringing an animal into a zoo before.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got all the wild, I don't know how they react to dogs and stuff.
Well, service dogs are, they're great. Service yeah. dogs have a purpose, and they know, like, they almost know the rules of how to behave at a zoo.
Unlike humans that don't know how to behave.
Well, and they, right, because they've got those taunting. You
and the taunting
talk
monkeys at the Massapequa Zoo.
Yeah, that's not good out there.
They used to roll down when you're online at the driving, hey, rip, 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 and the monkey, you know, yeah, they taunt them. They're going to fight back.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do a quick review
okay,
here.
Okay, let's do it.
Halloween.
Halloween, this Friday, October 24th, 6 to 9 p.m. You can get your tickets online through tomorrow, October 22nd, up until 5 p.m. Red Onion has the food. North Shore Bank is doing all the tasting glasses. And we've got about 12 to 14 different wines people get to taste. It's going to be awesome. It's up at the pavilion. And along with that, Jack-O-Lantern Nights comes as part of your ticket price. For
Do you want to get in after
Halloween.
5? I know Beth. I'll get you in.
Not,
gonna
Not
work,
even
huh?
you. I'm going to. You don't call me at 5:01 either.
Boo at the Zoo.
Boo at the Zoo is this Saturday, the 25th, from 10 until 4. We have cookie decorating, pumpkin decorating, crafts. We have bounce houses. We have knock-knock doors. We have business booths that are also handing out the candy. And, of course, we've got our amazing zoo animals. So it's one really great day. Come on out and then check us out and then go somewhere else and go trick-or-treating at other places. It's all good.
Jack-O-Lantern Nights.
Jack-O-Lantern Nights is between now and the 31st of October, 6 to 10 p.m. Last admission is at 9:30. It is $10, only $10 for age 3 and older, 2 and younger is always free at the Racine Zoo. So come on out. Grab some friends. That's a good opportunity to just hang out with people. It's great. You can get some food. You can hang out by the fire pits, get a beverage, watch our singing pumpkins, and just enjoy
Ooh,
the Racine
pumpkins.
Zoo
I'm going.
At night. It's fabulous. Come on out.
Well, that's good. You have things planned for Christmas at all?
We are working on all those.
Okay, good.
At my next time, I can talk all about it.
And we'll find out who that new animal is coming
yes,
in.
Yes, we will.
All right. Beth Heindorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. If you missed any of it, you say, I got to find out what she was talking about. This will be podcast either late tonight or tomorrow morning. So just go to WRJN.com, civicmedia.us, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, you'll be able to hear it. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you, Doug.
Always good having you here.